Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Before we get into the content of even the backstory of why you decided to take on such a project, we love to start all of our conversations with Scripture. And you chose really one of my favorite passages, Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus, so that we can do the wonderful things He planned for us long ago. Love that passage. Tell us why you chose it.
Well, I wasn't quite aware of it even until the last few years. I mean, I hadn't really thought about it. And my wife was the one who pointed it out to me. And I think that depending upon which, you know, version you read, whether what I started to see in it was that you mean to tell me that what this is telling us is that long before we existed, there was something we were supposed to do. And it was prepared for us to do. And I realized that that means there's a responsibility for each of us to figure out, well, what is that? I think a lot of people are trying to understand, well, why am I here, and, you know, what's my life about? And once I heard that verse, I realized, you know what, I better figure that out. Because if there's things that I'm supposed to be doing, then I need to get on with it. Yeah. And, you know, and I always had this sort of sense of restlessness in my life that there was something I was supposed to be doing. And, you know, growing up, I didn't know what that was. And by the way, I thought I would be in radio.
Really?
I listened to radio a lot.
You got the voice for it, Tim.
Well, thank you. I listened to radio an awful lot. In fact, I listened to this station when I was growing up. And I grew up in a single parent home. I was the oldest of four children. And my mother read these stories, you know, as from the Bible. We had what was called devotions, and some of your listeners might have remembered those days, and they should continue, where you are having a time when you can sit around at night and read a story from the Bible. And that's what she did. And so that was a very important part of my life. And so as I grew up, I was, you know, lots of people would just say, well, you don't believe that anymore, do you? And I was challenged by that. And when I had an opportunity to go on what I would call an adventure as a filmmaker, to search for the route of the Exodus, I was all in. I thought, wow, this is great. I mean, I was curious to go to Egypt and to these different places in the world and search for it. And that's how some of this all began. It began from growing up hearing about the stories and then being offered an opportunity to search for them.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.